You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Laura, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, I had the pleasure of going sledding with my five-year-old, who decided to use the sled as a snowboard. And right as I said, don't fall, he broke his arm. So we got to spend quality time in the ER and expend all of my insurance deductible already.
That sucks. So I went sledding with my kiddos and some of the neighbor moms yesterday, and a couple of the moms were getting on the sleds and standing up and like trying to snowboard down, and I thought for sure one of them was going to go down and snap a wrist or something. I was like, for sure, but it happened to you. Oh,
yeah, he thought he was part of the X Games or something. I have no idea.
Well, darn it. Just makes him tougher now.
I don't mean to laugh at your pain, but that whole thing about meeting your deductible in early February, there is something like it changes the rest of the year, right? When you might not want to go to a doctor or something and be like, well, my deductible's all paid up. I might as well go.
Now's the year where you go in and get every test and everything done that you need because it's done.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to come out a new version of me
That's
by the
right.
end of the year.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even need a colonoscopy, but I'm going in to get one.
Why not? Flush it out.
Flush it out. Let's do it.
Oh, that's great.
You're funny.
Well, we're sorry you had to deal with a broken arm, but you know what?
I laughed. Everybody, kids all kids. The other parents looked at me in horror.
You laughed as his arm was like the letter L.
And I said, I told you so. I told you so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I think you and I have the same parenting style.
Might be time to just drink a little more milk, I guess. Get a little more calcium.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right, Laura, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Yep.
I will tell Champagne, Destiny, Barbara, Brianna, and Jolie to not hang up, even if we get a winner, because we do want to talk to each of you. Laura, Jeremy was talking about cheese in the trending report. So five types of cheeses. Ready? And go.
Swiss, Gouda, cheddar, American, Colby Jack, cream cheese.
Way too easy today, wasn't it?
You started with that
No, cheese is my favorite food.
Everybody loves cheese. Smoked Gouda is where it's at. Smoked Gouda.
Solid choice. And a Havarti.
I think you got it, Laura. You're
You're a
winner. You're going to Ludacris.
Wow.
Girl. Yeah.
Your boys know how to deliver the fun prizes, Laura. That's what we do around here. So
absolutely. You guys are amazing. You always give me a really good laugh, so thank you.
That's very kind of you, sweetest. And you're so correct.
Well, shout out to your five-year-old. What's his first name?
Anthony.
Yeah, way to go, Anthony. Listen to your mom next time.
Get your friends to sign your cast, man.
Yeah.
Now he thinks he's the cool kid in kindergarten with the hard cast on.
Well, he kind of is, too. Yeah. All right, listen, hold on. Josh is going to visit with you about those tickets, and pay very close attention to everything Josh tells you, okay?
Yes, I will. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You as well. Thank you for being on the show. Well, a couple people hung up, so they only wanted the prize. They don't love their boys. Mm. Champagne loves her boys, though, don't you, Champagne?
I do, although I really wanted those Luda tickets.
Oh. Sorry. Well, we've got them all week, so.
Okay, good. I'll call back again.
You can try later, I guess.
I'll tell you what. We will, for this week only, we will waive the three-month rule. Unless you have won a prize from us. How's that? Is that fair, Jer?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, we'll do it like that for the rest of the week. Just because people are nuts about these tickets. What was the highlight of your weekend, Champagne?
Well, let's see. My fifth grader won one of his competitive basketball games. And then we got some last-minute tickets to the Nuggets last night. And the Nuggets.
Score.
They pulled out a W for you.
I was talking earlier this morning that we had our youth basketball this weekend, and the there was almost a fight between all the parents. It was like one of those games.
Oh, yeah.
you know?
We had one of those coaches where the coach has, not our coaches, of course, but other people's coaches have, like, gotten into it with the ref. And they're
This time it was the parents getting into it with the ref.
Ugh.
And he, like, threatened to kick one of the parents out, and they kept back-talking. And then our parents were back-talking to those parents, and I was picking out who I was going to fight. If it all went down, like, who I was going to go for.
He chose a little old lady up in the stands.
I was going to get her in a headlock and tell her what for.
He was doing that thing where he pointed to his eyes and to her. He was doing that back and forth.
He was like, meet you by the oak tree, lady.
That's right.
Yeah.
Out of the gym, let's go.
She got out there with her walker, and he's like, all right, come on, we're going down.
The bad thing is, though, if, like, this had gone down, there was a couple dads on that side that were like professional bodybuilders. They were big guys. I was like, we are going to lose. We are so
good. It's a little ridiculous, though, you know, that the parents are acting like this.
That's not anything new, though. I mean, it's been decades.
It really isn't, sadly.
Oh, yeah, it's years and years. But I was like, we're going to end up on the news. I'm going to be in one of those stories where it's like, local radio personality.
In scrap.
Gouges out young man's eyes.
You know what? I would tell you something about those bodybuilder guys. In my experience, if you just punch them in the nose one time, they're done.
You do a lot of that? Have you done that?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, in years gone by, the guys who seem the toughest sometimes, one good sock in the nose and they're out. Because they're just used to intimidating people, you know, with their looks. So.
Yeah,
you can take
them,
Jer.
Go for the throat.
You can take them. You're ripped.
Eyes, throat, groin. Eyes, throat, groin. That's all you have to keep saying.
Champagne, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I manage the employee stock plan for my company.
How's the stock looking right now?
Oh, yeah, our stock blows right now.
Oh, that's a unique way of putting it.
It's not going the right way.
It's not going the right way.
But,
oh, my God. That's so funny.
Well,
I love
nowhere
that.
To go but up, hopefully.
Well, you know, you're managing
long-term.
It. So for your,
long-term. Well, I don't manage that side of it, but.
Yeah, but that's all you got to tell the people is, look, hey, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is, you know,
exactly.
It's long-term.
20 years
it's
from now, you'll be so grateful.
It's a long-term plan.
Yeah.
A long-term plan.
That's right.
You guys.
Heck yeah. All right, Champagne, you're delightful. Call us back tomorrow.
Sure will. Have a great
day. You have a great day. Thank you. We will waive the rule about 3 months unless you have actually played. How's that? Is
Don't
that fair?
Do that to us. Don't do that to us. Yeah.
Don't do what to us?
Like call in if you've already won because that was the original
rule. If you have played in the last three, but if you've just called in like Champagne and we're just on, you'll be allowed to do
Absolutely.
It again.
Absolutely.
Like Brianna. Brianna, we're going to let you call back tomorrow if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Good.
Whatever.
Okay.
If I'm not busy.
Brianna's easy to get along with. What was highlight
really
of your weekend?
I really didn't care for the ludicrous ticket.
That's okay.
The highlight of my weekend was getting to celebrate another year of life.
So you had a birthday.
Yes, I turned 29. I feel very old.
Oh, God, you're ancient. You're so old.
I am. I feel like it.
30
My bones
year.
And limbs are not it.
Well, then you need to cut out the Mountain Dew and go for a jog because you should be feeling that already.
Yeah.
I really do need to go for a jog.
Do you do any kind of regular exercise?
I have a dog. So I normally walk with him.
So no. Okay.
That's no. So that could be why you're hurting so much. Yeah. You might want to get a membership to the rec center.
Or just
join a pickleball league.
Actually, I probably would get a membership there because I really like to swim.
There you go.
Okay.
You can jump off the diving board, too.
Great form of exercise.
Cannonball.
Definitely would.
You might sink, though, if you're not very athletic.
I won't sink, I promise. I'm not that heavy.
All right. You're buoyant. You're good. Well, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a German Shepherd mixed with a Siberian Husky.
Big dog. That's a big dog.
Okay. Big
he's still a puppy, so he's not that big yet.
Okay. What else What's your line of work, Brianna? Trying to imagine you at your office. What do you do?
Well, I work in security.
Oh, wait a minute. We've talked to you before.
Yes, only the last time you talked to me was November, the beginning of November, and I have a new job. Insecurity, but it's a different place now. So I really don't get to hear y'all in the mornings anymore because I work overnight.
Well, you can listen to our podcast and just catch up. How about that? How about that?
I definitely would. I need something to keep me going throughout the night. And y'all's humor and personalities really would keep me going.
You're absolutely right. Did they give you a gun yet?
I actually have to get one. Yeah. I really don't want one, but I have to get one.
Well, you got, might be in a stressful situation.
So then you
got
to go to the range and get all, you know, checked out and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. The first thing I did, I got pepper sprayed, and that was not exciting at all.
The person who did it probably enjoyed it.
I bet he did. I bet he did. It was I guess, my boss.
He loved
you
it.
Guess it was your boss?
He's like, we better do this again. Guy, he's like, we should do this twice just to make sure you know how it feels.
Was it on the 16th Street Mall, or was it your boss? I mean, what was this?
He it was my boss. He said he was my boss, so he was in uniform, and he did the rundown for me of what I needed to do, and I started freaking out. It was horrible.
Is this the right job for you, Brianna?
I feel like it is, because I would probably enjoy pepper spraying someone who was trying to attack me, but pepper spraying somebody who wasn't attacking me is not. Yeah, I wouldn't pepper spray.
All your other
myself.
Coworkers are like, he didn't do that to us when we got hired. That's weird.
No, it's just something
actually,
about you.
Unfortunately, it is a requirement for my job.
Yeah, I was just joking.
They actually have to go through it. There's some places that don't do it, and I was actually surprised.
Wait till you get to Taser Day.
Yeah, you'll be lying in a puddle of your own urine.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the tase or the urine?
Both. Both.
Brianna, we've enjoyed talking to you. Congratulations on your new job, and thank you for hanging out. Listen to our podcast in the middle of the night. How's that, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you, Brianna. Have a great, great day.
What a nice person.